Now on to our final game, lightning fill-in-the-blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Your correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Well, Brian Babylon and Charlie Pierce are tied for first. They both have 3 points. Faith Seeley has 2.
All right. Faith, you're in last place, but knowing you, that won't last for long. You're up first. So, the clock will start when I begin your first question. Hundreds of people were displaced after as many as 80 blanks swept through the Midwest last Sunday.
Tornadoes.
Right. Although the U.S. reached a security deal with blank this week, President Hamid Karzai wants to defer signing it.
Afghanistan.
Right. Just a week before Thanksgiving, Butterball announced that there is a shortage of large, fresh blank.
Turkeys.
Yes. Thanks to building code regulations, Sweden's ice hotel, made entirely of ice, had to install blank.
Heaters.
No fire alarms. In a rare appearance, former President Blank appeared on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno to show off his paintings.
George W. Bush.
Right. Walmart came under fire this week after it held a food drive for needy employees of Blank.
Walmart?
Yes, Walmart. A new internet service is helping employees leave early by blanking.
By taking over their jobs.
No. The employees activate this website that makes their computer look like it can't work because it has a virus. It's called the Happy Hour Virus. You can Google it, go to the website, and it looks like a worm is destroying your computer, so you can say to your boss, well, I can't work like this, and make it to the bar in time for the breakfast special. Now, it's a little dishonest, but it's an improvement over the old method, which was actually destroying your computer by either spilling soup on it or creating a national healthcare program. Carl, how did Faith do in our quiz?
Well, Faith had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 12 points, and Faith has taken the lead.
All right. Okay, we flipped a coin, and Brian has elected to go next. Brian, fill in the blank. On Friday, a ceremony was held in Dallas's Dealey Plaza to mark the 50th anniversary of blank.
JFK assassination.
Right. Although its supreme leader warned his country not to give up its nuclear rights, world leaders continued negotiations with blank this week.
Iran.
Right. A New Hampshire fugitive was caught after he blanked his own wanted poster.
He forged his own wanted poster.
No, he commented on it on Facebook. Best known for her book, The Golden Notebook, Nobel Award-winning author Blank died last Sunday at age 94.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Like, really, I would know that? I don't know.
Doris Lessing. Adam Levine said this week he thought it was flattering and hilarious that he had been named People Magazine's Blank.
Sexiest man alive?
Yes. A Detroit man has gotten back at his ex-wife for cheating on him by blanking.
By remarrying her.
No, he did not.
Can I say this one?
Yes, Charlie, I'm going to give you the chance.
This is my favorite story of the week. He erected in his yard a metal statue of a large middle finger and aimed it at her house, and not only did that, put a spotlight on it so it would shine at night.
That's exactly right, except, Charlie, it wasn't his house that he did this in. He bought the house next to hers expressly
right.
for this purpose.
It's the spotlight that makes it art, by the way.
But in interviews with reporters, Mr. Alan Markovitz emphasized that he never meant for the matter to become public. Besides, he says, quote, I'm so over her. Carl, how did Brian do on our quiz?
Brian had 3 correct answers for 6 more points. He now has 9 points, but Faith still has the lead with 12 points.
All right. So how many then, Carl, does Charlie need to win?
5 correct answers.
He needs 5 correct answers. All right, Charlie, this is for the game. Here we go. On Wednesday, Governor Pat Quinn signed legislation making Illinois the 16th state to legalize blank.
Marriage equality, gay marriage.
Yes. Oprah Winfrey and Bill Clinton were among the 16 people awarded the presidential blank on Wednesday.
Medal of Freedom.
Right. For its role in the mortgage crisis, blank agreed to a $13 billion settlement this week.
J.P. Morgan Chase.
Exactly right. This week, an Italian court released documents revealing salacious details about blank's bunga bunga parties.
Oh, it's got to be Silvio Berlusconi.
It is. A Texas man is recovering after mistaking a blank for one of those lighters that looks like a gun.
A gun.
Exactly. Right. James McBride's The Good Lord Bird was awarded the blank for fiction on Wednesday.
The National Book Award.
Right. On Thursday, the 5 surviving members of the British comedy group Blank announced they would be reuniting for live shows.
Monty Python!
Yes. 5 weeks after going to Munich for Oktoberfest, an Italian man finally blanked.
Threw up.
No. 5 weeks after he went to Oktoberfest, he remembered where he parked his car. Andreas O. parked his Volkswagen on a side street, 5 weeks later, he finally found it, but oddly, he still needs a couple more weeks till he's sober enough to drive. Carl, I think Charlie did very well. Did he do well enough to win?
He had 7 correct answers for 14 more points, so it's 17 points. Charlie Pierce is this week's champion.
Very well done. The Fighting Irish, indeed, Charlie.
Indeed.